Hello and welcome to this latest episode of Megawatts. I'm Katie Scott. We've come down to Grand Designs Live in the centre of London to get a glimpse of the gadgets of the future in the British home. Stay tuned. And welcome to the Sony House of the Future, which is the manufacturer's concept of the type of home we could all be living in the future. So we're now looking at basically heat efficiency and making the most out of facilities in your kitchen. This wok is absolutely amazing. First time I saw them doing it, I was thinking, actually, I can't believe this is actually happening in front of me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take some water from this bottle. This is just normal water. I will pour it actually over my finger so you can see that I'm not burning myself. Yes, it is actually cold. That's a relief. And then what I'm going to do is just lift the wok and then put it into the Dietrich cradle. And without steaming up the camera, what you'll see now is that there's steam coming off it already. The guy who did the demo earlier said that this is so much more efficient than anything on the market in terms of electricity and gas. Look, the steam's coming up. But what's also incredible is if I actually lift this wok off now, take it away, then it's not hot. You thought I was going to burn myself then, and I didn't. So that's the Dietrich wok. So I'm the most appalling cook. But this oven, I think, might actually save me. It's got the intelligent cooking system. So if I press OK, now it's just turning in, then what you can do is you can go up and down, and basically, intelligent cooking system, so OK that. And then you can go up and down the list and basically pick what you're going to cook. So let's pick roast beef medium because your mother-in-law's coming over and you know you're going to mess it up. Press OK. And basically what it tells you now is how long it's going to take to cook, because it'll actually take a measurement of the hunk of meat that you've cooked in there, and it'll notice its density, so it'll know how to get it right. And obviously you've said you want it medium as opposed to rare. And that's saying 44 minutes, but say she's not arriving until, you know, a bit later, you can actually change the time so that your beef is ready exactly when she comes through the door, exactly when you've given her a glass of wine, and then you just present this perfectly cooked meal and smile and not mention the amazing cooking system you've got stored away in your kitchen.
If you've yet to get an iPod dock from the thousands that are readily available, then maybe this one might change your mind. It's the Audio Pro Porto, and it's an iPod dock that comes with a handy carry handle. Made from leather, smells good. It comes in red and black and will cost you £180. Speakers at the front promise plenty of sound. As you can hear, it's nice, mellow, rounded tunes. And there's a couple of line-ins if you haven't got an iPod on the back. You'll also get an FM radio, and of course the dock comes with a remote control as well as the ability to charge it if it's plugged in. All of that, £180, and it's available now.